Blog Talk Radio.
Sucks.
Torty, goodbye. Torty makes me cry. I know you want a cup, but this power play fucking sucks. Torty, goodbye.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is May 22nd, Wednesday. Doomsday may be upon us. The New York Rangers down 3-0. I got to be honest with you guys. I've seen enough of this team. let's get this over with. This is just miserable. Misery. But not to be. We won't let that get us down. We will succeed, as my partner would say, where others have failed. And on the phone, live from Utah, Eddie, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. In Salt Lake City, Utah, outside of Home Depot. Still reeling from that Ranger loss, which is super annoying for me in a lot of regards. But, I did have a chance to reflect, a chance to think about the playoffs. Maybe it's not all doom and gloom in retrospect, but I've been hearing a lot of things. I heard Darren Drager reported that Tortsy's on the hot seat, which I guess might be good.
Yes. And what are you hearing out in Utah there? What's the buzz on the street about the Rangers in Utah?
Well, I can tell you how much they're into hockey. Yeah, you know how me I am with the hockey cards. I went into a Target to look for some kind of hockey card product, and all I could find was 1986, like, Upper Deck. So, not really into the hockey.
No,
well, I don't think there was an 86 Upper Deck, actually. The 86 OPG, probably.
Don't they have a minor league team in Salt Lake City there?
I wouldn't know. All I've seen is fast food restaurants and bathrooms.
Carl's Jr.
and In-N-Out.
And what do you like better, Carl's Jr. or the In-N-Out?
I like Carl's Jr. better.
Okay. Great breakfast.
Where do you stand on that?
I like them both. In-N-Out Burger, I think it's good, but I don't understand why people go absolutely crazy for it. There is actually an In-N-Out Burger about a quarter of a mile from our house, and there is never, at any time of day, less than 10 cars on their drive-through line, and I don't get it. There ain't a hamburger in the world that's worth waiting a half hour on a drive-through line for. I mean, they're good, I won't wait for it. I wouldn't sit on that line for it.
Yeah. Well, it's the same way here. I was noticing the drive-through is freaking packed. So I guess even the Mormons like their cholesterol. They're a very simple menu.
Yeah, they have like three things
fries,
on the menu.
Burger, yeah. So, enough of the fast food talk. So I haven't been in contact with the vibe of the Ranger fan. I've been off Facebook. I've been off the forums. Is it, who are we throwing under the bus? Why are we throwing them under the bus? And
you know what?
How big is the bus? Or how short?
I think right now it is just anti-Torts. I think 90% of this fan base has had it with this coach. They've had it with this power play. That's been most of the ire of the day has been at the head coach. The players are just, you know, Brad Richards is certainly catching his deserved share of flack. But I think everybody at this point is just over Brad Richards. You know, everybody just assumes he'll be gone in a month or month and a half, and that'll be the end of it. It's mostly been directed at the coach today, this power play. The Pierre Maguire comments were got quite the buzz today amongst the fans, which, hey, look, I'm the last person that's going to agree with Pierre Maguire, but he was spot on. His assessment was spot on.
Oh, yeah. That was his broadcasting highlight moment, as far as I'm concerned. And finally, you know, you don't get treated to the yes men of MSG, where it's like, you know, Rangers are going to have to find a way, and all the excuses they make up. And maybe this, you know, national embarrassment, so to speak, maybe woke up some people that can make decisions about hiring and firing the coach, you know, because, you know, things around Rangerland are so sugar-coated. I mean, this power play has stunk for a long time.
Yeah, and I mean, what he said last night was, you know, they were freelancing. There was no structure. I mean, on that power play when he made those comments, I forget which power play it was, but three times in a row, the Rangers, whoever had the puck, tried to go right up the middle across the blue line. And all three times it didn't work. The definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. They tried it three times in a row, and all three times the play was broken up and they lost. I mean, it was just ridiculous. They did not play like a team with any urgency last night.
They surely didn't come out all that well. I guess as much as Ranger fans wanted them to. But they held in there, I mean, and they had the lead, and that was a big thing. And then, you know, I mean, can you just keep the boychucks off the freaking board? I mean, I see more defensemen score for Boston than, you know, you heard about their rolling four lines, and, oh, look out for the four lines. It's all these defensemen. It's these cheap goals. I mean, the one I defied logic.
Steve Bartkowski.
Yeah, Steve Bartkowski.
Paul Crewe from the longest yard.
Vince Ferragamo and any other like NFL quarterbacks of the 70s and scoring. I mean, you hear so much about the Bruins, and I don't really think it has to do with how good the Bruins are playing. It's just how sad the Rangers are. Philosophy with their philosophy is the thing that's the real, because I really believe the players are playing as hard as they can, because even with all this nonsense, the games are close. I mean, they're still close. I don't know how you go a whole game and not, you know, take a penalty and you lose. You know, all those Cap fans that were crying that the referees wanted a game seven, they realize the Rangers don't take many penalties. And they didn't take any in that game last night, and they lost. I mean, you're so disciplined in so many facets, but, you know, the Rangers are, and people may disagree with me, I think they're tough mentally. If you give them a task to do, and you know, the coach harps on it, they do it. But unfortunately, this coach doesn't harp on offense. He has no offensive feel. He's terrible with it. Why did he break up McDonough and Girardi? I think they played earlier. I know Stroman got hurt, so I don't know if that played into it later. But I don't know how he even broke those two up on the road. I don't care what matchup; those two guys need to be playing together. Because frankly, Girardi playing with anybody else, as we saw in game two, was horrible. I mean, he was a minus five. He was on goal for five. He was on the ice for five goals. I mean, it's atrocious. So, You know, and you saw it. I mean, when McGuire started commenting about how there was no puck support and it was old Solomillo out there,
yeah,
I was laughing.
Yeah,
that's what it was just laughable.
And
I wonder if they ever worked on the power play in preseason, because it could have been like, screw that, we don't have enough time for that. Let's get let's get tough along the wall. Let's get our wall assignments down.
Right.
When we're 5-on-5. You know, that's the way this coach thinks. And, yeah, it's the same thing. That's why, like, every time they lose, it's when we have to do a show, it's basically us talking about the same nonsense. That's why this coach needs to go. Because even the national media has caught up with us a year and a half later.
You know, as long as we're talking about it, I'm looking at this now. I don't know if you read any recaps of the game. If you looked at any stats,
my eyes are too blurry to read, Jim. I haven't slept in 17 hours. I watched two movies. I can't.
All right. Well, in case you hadn't noticed, I would be willing to bet that Brian Boyle set an NHL record last night.
For what?
I would be willing to bet.
The weakest shot competition?
No. I would be willing to bet that no hockey player in the history of this league has ever lost a faceoff to five different centers. Centers. In one game.
I didn't notice
that. And he found a way to
I knew he didn't win many.
Four for 21.
And that's
two
of
13 on defensive favorites. Defensive faceoffs.
And that's the problem.
Who knows?
We certainly have given him, we've roasted him on many shows, and deservedly so. And then, you know, he got a couple goals in the playoffs. We got a great start right. Parade, the whole bit. But it's the coach's obsession with putting this guy out on every faceoff. Now, I understand when he's going good, I guess his thinking is put him out on the power play to win the power play faceoff. But then the thing is, if he wins the faceoff, you're stuck with Brian Boyle on the power play. So when he's losing faceoffs, he's completely useless. The only thing I think he did good so far in this series is knocking Chara down in game three.
Oh,
that was about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
But you kind of see the difference between Boston's guys. Like, Boston can play it tough. They do have a tough lineup. Their forwards do bang. They do hit. But they have some offense. Not that they've showed it that much in this series. But in front of the net, they have some offensive skill. They can get 10 to 15 goals. Whereas we have guys with two goals. So we're
right.
And I really don't think Boston has really outplayed the Rangers. I mean, it was 3-2 going into the third period in game two. The Rangers were, they were in it. You know, it just kind of fell apart, and I think a lot of it had to do, I don't want to go crazy, but Lundqvist let in a couple softies, he even said it. But it's the whole philosophy of there's no blood in the water. When it's 1-0, there's got to be blood in the water. You got to, we want to get the next goal, not let's play to the final buzzer. When there's blood in the water, you got to go after it. And because their power play is so, futile. It's so inept. I mean, it's so flaccid. They can't even capitalize on that and get a 2-goal lead. And it's a giant momentum killer. They work hard. They draw a penalty, and then you're like, okay, Rangers are working. They're getting rewarded for it. And then it's limp. And it kills us fans on the other side watching it. And it's got to be a letdown. I mean, we have decent players out there, but they were like McGuire was saying, they were freelancing last night. So, you know, I try to think on the bright side because, really, I didn't have much expectation. I don't know how we beat the Capitals.
The way they played these three games, I don't know how they beat the Capitals.
How did they beat the Capitals? I mean, you know, you can't stop Torey Krug. We had to go against them. I think the Capitals had more sustained pressure and quality chances on Lundqvist than the Bruins have in this series. I mean, I know Ovechkin was a non-factor, but I just felt like, you know, we were lucky to get past the Bruins. I mean, not past the Capitals. I guess that, you know, is somewhat of an accomplishment, I guess. So I don't think we really deserve to be here. And I had to watch it in Vegas, and I'm sitting at a sports book, and I'm watching it, and there's some Bruin fans there.
Goof.
Try to fucking put up with those idiots.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Watching it at the Hard Rock?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the Hard Rock watching the game, and I'm like, where are you going? You face any team, Ottawa or Pittsburgh, a team that has a power play. How are you going to win? Give it a break. So, I don't know. There's a lot to talk about. I mean, is the Draeger report something that, you know, we take seriously? I mean, he is, you know, one of the two guys up there. Him and McKenzie are the two guys up there that, you know, they're in the know.
Yeah, but I mean, really, if you look at what he said, what did he say? If they don't get a, if they lose this round, he could get fired. Is that really a scoop? He could get fired, or he could not. I mean, I didn't think it was anything terribly bold that he said. It wasn't like he said, John Tortorella will be fired walking out of Madison Square Garden if the Rangers lose game four tomorrow night. That's a scoop. And then there'll be another show tomorrow night after the game if that happens. Are you going tomorrow night?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be flying back and going to the game. I mean, you're a jet setter here.
Oh, yeah, I'm all
over
the
place.
I'm taking the red eyes. I'm taking the black and blue eyes. I'm taking all the eyes in the world here. And the world that the life that I live is a jet setter. Fucking, I got to tell you.
So you're flying home tonight?
Yeah, at 11:30 tonight.
Holy Jesus. Who's your travel agent, Buddy Harrelson?
The guy I'm traveling with, who I love and you've met, John, he has...
John's a great guy.
Yeah, he has some mental problems. He just can't sit still. He can't relate to somebody who would like to have, like, a hotel room.
with a shower?
Yeah.
He got you showered at the truck stop?
Yeah, really. Look at the truck stop.
You take an Italian shower?
Full body shampoo. I get a truck and a CB radio and head home now.
This is the mouth. Breaker 1-9. Breaker 1-9.
Breaker 1-9. Yeah. You guys should have gotten that song, what's that song by B.J. McCall? Convoy. Convoy. So, yeah, you got that. I mean, what's the solution? Well, I thought the home cooking, they would get some goals. They really didn't get many good opportunities.
No, not really.
I mean, they still gave up a ton of shots. I mean, they Boston got like 35 or something like that.
Got a new song for you, Eddie the Limo Layton here with his latest. There's a new one for you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good.
Shanty Town. Start it over for you.
Oh, I love that intro.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I need to find an album of this guy's or something. All the YouTube videos, the audio's not great on it. Gotta see if we can find
it. You know what you want to do? If you can do? Go to, like, Pandora, put his name in,
yeah,
and then, like, just use your sound recorder and record, you know, I mean, I may mix up some of the artists, but you may probably get a lot of his songs.
Yeah, that's true.
Just convert them to MP3. But that would be illegal, so don't do that.
No, I would never.
No, we. Mormons are giving me the stare down on it. But
you're outside of Home Depot.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. There's some cult is going on over here. I don't know.
Find a hockey man in front of the Home Depot. We'll put him on the air.
Yeah, I would like to do that. But so now, what's the deal with Strowman? I saw the hit. Now, he did not practice today, and neither did Kreider, from what I hear.
Strowman is likely out for Game 4. Poe could be back for Game 4. And it sounds like Matt Gilroy would be the logical choice to play tomorrow night.
Can we just
I would certainly rather see Matt Gilroy than Roman Hammerlick. Actually, if given my choice, seeing as how I don't expect a positive outcome, might as well put Stu Bickle out there and let him show a little toughness, go down swinging. They haven't been mean
put
enough.
Put McElrath out there. But...
There you go.
Do that.
Old-time hockey. Eddie Shore.
So Powers may play. What about Klo? The worst rental in Ranger history.
He's not the worst. I can think of a worse one right off the top of my head. Klo was on the ice today. Sandis Ozelage.
I don't know. You're going to have to look up the stats on that one. Because Ryan Klo has been either hurt or only got 2 goals for us? 3 maybe? Although Sandis was quite the pylon on defense. He also was battling an alcohol problem.
Sandis Ozelage played 40 games over 2 seasons for the Rangers. 3 goals, 11 assists. So
that's
I guess
bad.
Since he came back for a second season, you can't really consider him a rental, actually, can you?
Not really.
I played for like 10 teams. He's actually in the KHL. He's still playing.
Yeah, he's had problems with the vodka.
The bottle, oh yeah.
Yeah, he's battles with the demon rum. But Klo was a sober bad rental. Maybe the worst sober rental.
There you go. Rob DeMaio, that was Troy Loney.
Oh. So, I don't know. I think Glenn Sather, well, first of all, I think now that Richards has been solidified in this series as a fourth-line player, that basically that's the sign that, because you remember with Drury, they fooled around with him, and then they finally put him on the fourth line and let, you know, like just die.
Right. That was like easing him out the door, you know?
Right.
That's like when a popular TV show is dying, and then they stick you on Saturday night, and that, you know, that's like,
right.
That's the end.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're putting them on Saturday night, 8 o'clock, no viewership.
Right.
You play with Kreider and Asham or whatever you're going to play with. Now, Kreider also didn't skate today, right, from what I hear? They said because that puck. I don't know why every puck has to hit the Rangers in the fucking face. I don't know what's going on with that.
Chris Kreider, who got hit in the forehead by Tyler Seguin's stick blade.
Sagan.
Whatever. Cares. I don't have to pronounce his name right. He's not a Ranger. Sagan. Stick blade did not skate. It's unclear whether either Poe, fuck yourself, all of you. More likely Powell.
You really are dumb.
Kreider can't play. None of these guys are going to be Rangers next year. What the fuck difference does it make? Kreider, if they're lucky.
Now, Kreider will be a Ranger, and I predict this because Slatsy say that really likes Kreider. That's his boy.
Right.
He's not going to let Tortorella dictate that guy's future. I mean, Kreider was untouchable in those trade talks to get Nash. I don't think he's going to give up on him.
No. But he'll never succeed with this coach. Never. Never.
Oh, no. No. There's no... I mean, there's just nothing. Offensively, everybody is going to suffer under this coach. I'm surprised Rick Nash got as many goals as he did. Now, how is everybody going with Rick Nash? Are we throwing him under the bus? He's only got one goal. And that in the game,
too. No, not really. Not really. It's like I said, I would say 90% of the ire is directed at Tortorella. And if I had to judge the fan base, I would say there's that 95% of them are resigned to the fact that, they're not getting out of this round. And then you've got the 5%. I still believe they can do this. I just think they're just out of their minds.
it's not going to happen. I mean, I hate to tell that 5%.
Right, the 5%.
First of all, yeah, I mean, I've always been kind of, when they were down 2-0 to the Caps, I said, listen, we get them home. The Bruins are just better coached than we are, and they know what it takes to win. Although right. I don't think talent-wise they're that much better. I mean, if you think about it, coming into this series, I'm worrying about Chara taking slap shots from the point. That really hasn't materialized. I was worrying about their forwards. Lucic getting in front of the net. We can't move them. Sagan, who has been struggling in the playoffs, maybe, being a factor, and he certainly has had his chances. Lundqvist is, just made incredible saves against Sagan the whole series. They got the Nathan Horton. I haven't seen any of these guys have been really doing anything. Well, it's just these guys from nowhere, these nowhere shots. And, and it goes in the net. There's no consistent offensive pressure by the Rangers. They had one odd man break last night. They don't counter well. Their defense is placed too reserved. I mean, I probably could hear you screaming the last 2 minutes, he's fucking putting Boyle out there.
Hold on.
Don't you understand this guy is never going to score?
No, he doesn't.
He is not. And he keeps marching them. It's just like you said at the top of the program about being the definition of insanity. You have two goals in the power play. And yes, I understand Dan Girardi has one of them in the playoffs. But try something different. Anything. Anything. It's just not working. What fourth line center plays the power play? They got Richards at the point. He's the fourth line center that plays the point on the power play. Make any sense? I don't know. It's rotten. This team is offensively rotten. There's no technique. Defensively, they could shut you down. I mean, but that's with Henrik playing his ass off. You see what happens when he plays an average game. There's 5 goals.
Right. Right.
And I think that rumor that we were hearing that Henrik is going to make some demands going into his contract's up at the end of next year, that the Rangers have to get away from this defensive system. I mean, Rennie was a very conservative system. I know that, had Jager and this, but it wasn't like so high flying. They may not have had the personnel.
Yeah, but Rennie didn't try and fit square pegs into round holes. He didn't force the Jager, Straka, and Nylander line. He didn't force them to hunker down and block shots and all that bullshit.
Right.
He let them do what they could do, what they're supposed to do. He let them do what they did best. That's why this guy is just – they're all square pegs trying to go into round holes.
And I'm watching the Detroit
– Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're making a good point.
Well, people keep asking me – who do you want to, who's going to be the coach? Who would you rather see if you're going to get rid of Tortorella? I don't care. I just want somebody that's going to come in and coach this team and say, you know what? Rick Nash shouldn't be blocking shots. Chris Kreider doesn't need to be good along the wall. Let my first line do what my first line does best. Let my second line do what they do best. And let Brian Boyle, Taylor Pyatt, and Dorsett, let my fourth line do what they're supposed to do and be the fourth line. Because they have not been bad. But they are not a third line, and that's what he's using them for. Boston's fourth line is better than the Rangers' third line.
Yes. I think Taylor Pyatt's been very good in this playoffs. And I didn't think I was going to be saying that. I mean, but he seems to be a guy in the playoffs, that type of guy you need. Obviously, he's not the swiftest skater in the world, and, you know, he's not going to score, but he's been around the net when goals are going in. He got credit for that one goal. He hits people. I mean, you know, he seems like, okay, I could deal with that guy. But like you said, they're put in and they're given more prestige in Tortorella's eyes than they really should be. They should be the fourth line.
Right.
Not the third line. Not when he probably gets two goals, he's on the power play. He's just a fourth liner. I want to go with the hot hand. That's so ridiculous.
And not for nothing, but, I mean, his entire regime has been mismatched personnel. Brandon Dubinsky on the first line. Eric Christensen on the first line. Chris Drury on the first line. And Dubinsky on the second line. And Gabrick on the second line. I mean, I'm over this regime. I'm done. Let's move on.
Well,
made no progress.
That's right. I mean,
4 years
here,
no better. Sorry.
I've seen all I've had to see, and I feel like they're regressing now. And it's, you know, there's a lot of teams that are not in the playoffs, and maybe I'm, you know, I still think, you know, the way we were playing, and I never had really that much confidence in the Rangers, because you would beat a lot of crappy teams down the stretch, but they were able to win that 7-game series against Ovechkin and the Capitals, which is certainly a accomplishment. But again, it's got to go 7 games, and it's always the same game. And I always see, like I was going to say before, like, I watch Detroit, right? I mean, they're playing Gustav Nyquist, who I believe is a rookie. This other guy, Brennan, I'm not sure. He's got to be either a rookie, but for us, Chris Kreider is just can't be part of the equation. And it's exactly like you broke it down. The first line does what the first line's supposed to do. The second line is supposed to have, you know, some scoring. You know, we know how it goes. This isn't rocket science. This is something new. Why is he trying to rewrite how you're supposed to win? They don't score enough. That's it. They don't score enough under this guy.
And I mean,
and
let's be honest. Again, this is his, what year was this here? Let me look at the, 09. 10, 11, 12, 13. This is his fifth year with this team, and they've made no progress. And you cannot tell me, if you go down the look at the roster he inherited from Tom Rennie, you cannot tell me that he does not have a better roster. Sean Avery, Blair Betts, Nigel Dawes, Dan Fritsch, Dmitry Kalinin, Paul Maron, Derek Morris, Corey Potter, Eric Wright.
Colonel Potter.
Aaron Novotos Boros. Nikolai Zhirdev. You're going to tell me there. Colt Knorr. You're going to tell me there aren't better players on this team? They've made no progress. Okay, they got out of the first round against the Caps this year, which they didn't do that year. But you're going to tell me that's progress? Tons of more talent on this team. Callahan is a better player than he was then. They've got Rick Nash. They don't have Chris Drury. They don't have Wade Redden.
And another thing is they had Marion Gaborik and Rick Nash. And, again, listen, Gaborik wasn't producing. But it was basically, like we said at the time, it was the coach against the player, and the coach is going to win. But when that player's not there and the same shit is happening, you can't be blaming it on the players. He's had long enough tenure to make an evaluation. They're not going anywhere with this guy. You can't play seven-game series, one-goal games, and win the Stanley Cup. You just can't do it. You can't have a power play it's awful. That ruins on so many levels, ruins so many things. And he should be embarrassed, because at this level of hockey, at the NHL, to have guys freelancing out there is embarrassing. Because he's getting paid. He's probably getting paid, you know, more money than 95% of the coaches out there.
Right.
And he can't swallow his pride and hire a power play coach. I mean, is it laughable? I mean, for everybody that's in the chat room and listening, isn't it laughable when you see Sullivan draw up a play when they pull a goalie?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have no this is the biggest thing about this guy. It's totally joyless. There is no joy in Rangerville with this guy around.
Nope.
There's just no joy. He doesn't bring any joy to the game. He's not a guy you want to root for. He's not, you know, once in a while he'll give the referee an earful. Great. But the belittling of his own players, there's no joy in winning with this guy. Even when you win, it's like, you know, your asshole is puckered for the whole fucking game. You can't relax for 1 second. Sorry I got so graphic in Utah, but I felt like I had to break the law. Who knows?
It's all right. You're leaving tonight, so.
Yeah. I got to eat dinner then leave.
Right.
The ridiculous.
No time to visit the Mormon Tavern Hackle or nothing.
No, I wanted to hit the choir and maybe do an aria or two. You're going to look like
Osmond's
going to happen. Yeah, I did mention the Osmonds. I'm more intense than the Osmonds. So, I don't know. How's everybody feeling the Bruins? I mean, the Bruins, how do you think? You think the Bruins are that much better than the Rangers?
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, Ranger fans had this assumption that just because they fell behind 2-0 the Capitals and came back and beat them, that they were going to just do it again. It was just automatic. Like, this was part of the master plan. And, you know, I was saying the other night when I did the show that the Bruins are deeper, faster, better coached, all those things than the Capitals.
Yes. They're clutch. I mean, they were clutch in the Toronto series. The Capitals aren't clutch. Capitals are the opposite of clutch.
Right. They're the exact opposite of clutch. But Boston's had a plan. You know, they figured out a way to beat the Rangers at every facet of the game. And every game has started off the same. Where it's kind of even. And you think, okay, they came out pretty good. You know, they're playing with them. It's nothing. You know, everything's fine. But then Boston just seems to kind of wear them down. And they always force that mistake. And they take advantage. They're a better team. They're a better team than I expected them to be.
I just think they're more well-coached, better personnel. The personnel fits the way their coaching is. It kind of all goes together. Whereas, you know, and this was a point that I know you love Dave Maloney, and I do like Dave Maloney on the radio. I do like him. But he was making a comment in game two that I did not, when he was doing the post-mortem for that game. He says that the Bruins were taking liberties with the Rangers, and the Rangers were just skating away. Like, he was trying to equate it to the Bruins when they made their cup run and they beat Vancouver, how they had kind of bullied the Sedin sisters and he was saying that the Rangers need to go back at them. Like Rick Nash, he said that took a slash from like Marchand, and rather than going back at him, not fighting him, but just going back at him, was kind of an indication that they had to step that up. And I don't really see that much. I think the Rangers have been battling them. What do you think about that?
I don't think the Rangers have been mean enough. Not play. They haven't played with an edge in this. At times, yeah, but not. I think Boston's been much more aggressive.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I mean, you're really expecting Rick Nash to drop the gloves? I mean, you know, he's not going to drop the gloves. He got beat up by Evgeny Malkin. He's not going to fight. He's a big dude, but I don't know. I mean, it's just so tough. It's just, I think enough's enough. But what happens if he doesn't get fired? I don't even know if I want to do a show next year. We're going to be talking about the same things again.
Yeah, the power play sucks, and what, you know, why is Dan Girardi on the power play? And why is Brian Boyle getting 20 minutes of ice time? Oh, it's going to be all the same. Go back and listen to the show 3 years ago when they got beaten out of the playoffs. Same thing then, too.
So, I don't know. We have any phone calls? I'd like to hear from...
We have Stan and Justin.
Yeah, let's hear Stan. We're out westbound. Maybe we can talk to a guy easterner.
Right. Let's talk to somebody back east. Stan, how's it going?
Swell.
So what's your take? I was asking the same thing. What's your take?
You could only have one take. They're getting their asses kicked. I mean, the game yesterday was just terrible. That was the worst game they played in the playoffs. They played that like it was a November game against Nashville. They just had nothing going yesterday.
Absolutely right.
Absolutely. I mean, even the game they lost 5-2. They were, you know, in it until the third period. They were making some plays. Yesterday was just, you know, they didn't show up.
But they were up. I really felt like with them up by a goal, they kind of could, you know, if they just managed to get another goal. But they showed no interest in scoring.
They couldn't even get their hands on the puck. They were in their zone for almost the whole second half of that game.
Well, it's because Brian Boyle was so busy losing all those faceoffs.
Wow. By the way, I read something this morning. You know, you were talking about Brad Richards being gone. And I was thinking that myself that, you know. By the way, have you ever seen a player in any sport disintegrate as quickly as this guy has?
I really can't think of it off the top of my head.
I mean, to go from your number one center to your fourth liner to, I mean, if this thing goes any further, he'll be on the bench. I don't know how they can play him.
At this point, would you rather have Eric Christensen or Brad Richards? I mean, really? I think
question.
I would rather have Christensen back.
Oh, but I was going to say, I read this morning something that, and it sort of made sense. Someone had written that they're going to bring Richards back next year, just for financial reasons, and then buy him out, you know, in 2014, because it'll cost them less to, you know, use up another year on his contract, and they're going to save like $6 million. The way he said it, sort of made some sense.
Yeah.
Where are they going to play him?
I don't know. They'll send him to Hartford. I don't know. Because he shot. I mean, he turned 33 like 3 weeks ago. Looks like he turned 43.
Yeah.
There's some school. There's also some school of thought that because he didn't play during the lockout, because he was in on the negotiations and everything, that he's just out of shape.
He had 3 months to get into shape.
Well, I agree. I'm just telling you what I read, but I don't know. I can't see how he comes back, but.
And also,
he didn't say bring him back.
I was going to say, his passing is terrible.
Yeah.
He passes to nobody.
Exactly. He's just.
Go ahead.
He looks like it's an exhibition game. It's like the first exhibition game of the season where they're just trying to, you know, get used to each other.
Right.
He's just getting around, meandering around there aimlessly.
And yeah, so well, do you think Tortorella's going to get the axe or not?
I don't know. 50-50? That's really my guess. By the way, Jim, weren't you supposed to have a show the other night and something went wrong?
We were going to do a show Sunday, but then there was some technical issues, so we moved it to Monday, and then that's when I did the show alone.
Oh, I don't know, because, you know, I get these notices that, you know, the show was on a few days ago, that kind of thing.
Right.
But I you know, I saw there was supposed to be a show on, and then when I got on, it said they're waiting for the host to call in, and no one, you never called in, so I was
Well, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, that was last week.
Jim's got your number, so me or Jim will call you, Stan.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Actually, we could do a show just us three. We could all talk Rangers and hang up together.
We just do it on Skype. All right, Stan. I guess we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, whenever that is. Keep me on.
I wanted to ask you. Wait,
yeah,
don't come
ahead.
Off yet. Now, I'll be going to the Ranger game tomorrow night. I will be in Madison Square Garden.
I'll look for you.
Should I look for you. Should I want a Ranger victory or should I want a Ranger loss?
I think we should be put out of our misery as quickly as possible.
I have to say I agree with you on this.
That's what I was actually thinking about yesterday. I was hoping it didn't go into overtime. Because the way they were playing, there was no way they were going to win in overtime. So just... Let's end it as soon as possible.
Yes, exactly. Because just shut it off if it goes to overtime. You know the result. You don't have to watch. Go to sleep, wake up the next day, and find out they lost.
So it's hard to root against them, but, you know. So if they win, they're not coming back from 4-0. If anyone thinks that, they're delirious.
Yeah.
I
just don't see it happening.
No.
This Boston team's too good. Too smart.
All right, Stan. Well,
all right,
Stan.
I'll be on hold.
All right, guys. Take care.
Talk to you soon. All right. Put Stan back on hold. Justin hung up. Justin is back. What's going on, Justin?
Oh, I can't take this shit anymore.
Why do you always call and hang up like four times?
Oh, well, the first time I got pulled over, don't worry, I didn't get a ticket. The second time, my car disconnected me. So, I don't know. My car keeps disconnecting it, and the cops are jerk offs. And other than that, that's pretty much the reason why.
What'd you get pulled over for?
I was actually messing with my phone. And yeah. So yeah, they decided to pull me over. Dickhead.
He's giving the finger to the cops.
Excellent.
Well, I gave him, he was giving me the full-on Tortorella.
can't get these cuffs on me, copper. I would like to have heard you flee from the cops while you're on the phone with us.
Yeah, so we can do like an OJ thing.
Right. You know, ears. So anyway, yeah, Tortorella, he's got to be fired.
Pull over.
Yeah, you and Roger Bash should take it on the lamb like OJ did with Al Collins.
Yeah, you'll see me. You can turn on Channel 5 and see me cruising down the freeway. I'll hold a sign outside, out my window that says Fire Tortorella.
How embarrassing it was last night for the great one, Wayne Gretzky, to watch that Ranger power play last night.
Well,
I was praying to myself.
Not if Janet had a bet on the Bruins.
And when that glass problem happened, remember when the glass went all over Janet's
problem with the glass.
Yeah, I was like, oh boy. I hope she's back from the glass. Gretzky's son was there, right? You could see a kid looked just like him.
Yeah. Tyler, Gretzky scores. I remember that from those Canon commercials. Gretzky scores.
Where is that?
The daughter.
Where's that hot
there?
Piece? His daughter. I know that hot piece of ass.
Well,
yeah, I'd let her stick up for the Rangers.
She can play over Boyle.
She probably can hit harder than Boyle. although I can't say the Boyle. Chara got a little bit bloody by Callahan. Callahan's still playing the hell up. I mean, he's just spin up. He just keeps going. I mean, they've been, you know, I've seen, I can't really say bright spots. I mean, I really feel like I really like the team. There's a lot of guys I like. Usually when the Rangers are failures, I hate like three quarters of the team. But now I'm just like, I hate like three guys and I hate the coach so much that I wish for his, like, you know, him having, you know, aneurysm at any point. Not anything like him running, just to knock him out.
Oh, I don't care if he gets hit by a bus, personally. But with that being said, they're just embarrassing at this point. It's I'm sorry, they're not coming back. The only way I could see them coming back and winning four games is if they fire that idiot tonight. That's the only way I see that happening. But I don't know. He needs to go. I can't take it anymore. I'm so tired of seeing it, you know, and his whole thing is we play so much defense. Well, guess what? We don't need fucking three forwards standing behind the fucking dots in the defensive zone. You know, how are you supposed to clear the fucking puck out of the zone when you got five people surrounding the goalie? Where are you exactly supposed to skate it out to? Into the oncoming defense?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it really, it's almost comical. It's because everybody's collapsing around the goalie. Then when you do get the puck, say the defensive does get the puck, who's he got to pass to? Because the forwards are still in the defensive zone, and then maybe if they just go past the blue line, they're saying that same chip up the boards, it doesn't get out, and then you got a whole problem.
You know what really annoyed me? I touched on it last night when I wrote in the group. But we were forechecking with three forwards like we typically do. But the Bruins made an adjustment. They were playing it up the boards and then a quick outlet right to the middle to skate it up the ice. It frustrated me more than anything that he would not adjust that. Every fucking time, right outlet pass, right to the middle. Like and it ended up 2-on-2, 3-on-2, every single time. And they could just skate it in and then we would turtle and they'd set it up for 5 minutes of good, you know, power play time for them. And he doesn't adjust. And honestly, I don't know what he's really good at, to be honest, coach-wise. I mean, his defense sucks.
I mean, predictably, you know, he's very predictable. And Claude Julien knows that. And he certainly analyzed the Rangers' tendencies and how to exploit them. And you're right. Tortorella really, what is he bringing to the table as a coach right now? I mean, I will say this, and I said this at the beginning. There are certain parts, he can get the Rangers focused on some tasks. Staying out of the box, which they've done throughout the playoffs pretty much. He can get them focused on being somewhat defensively disciplined. Because they know they're going to get benched if they don't, you know, back check like a mofo. But other than that, I mean, you got to score goals to win games. Those two things are not going to get it done.
Well, here's the thing. All right, so game two, we scored, what, three goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two of those goals came from amazing efforts by one player. One was Callahan stealing the puck and taking his breakaway. The other was Rick Nash moving through four defensemen and... Okay.
What are you saying holy shit for?
7-2 Pittsburgh in the third period. Sorry.
What's seven goals? I've never seen that before.
Well, you have if you watch five games.
Good one. That's a good one. That's what I mean. None of our offense comes from any set creative plays. Basically, anytime we score a goal, it comes as the result of one guy making a miraculous fucking play. It's getting to the point where I just expect them to dump it in, cycle it for a few minutes, the team to come the other way, set up, shoot for 5 minutes from the point. And that's what really annoys me even more so is the fact that we just, like I said before, we dump our forwards so back in the defensive zone,
behind the dots, that they just pass it to the point and fucking tee away. I mean, we even let the defenseman step up from the blue line to the top of the circle and just slap shot at will, at fucking will. For such a guy who's so concerned about defense, how about actually covering the point men, have someone challenge them for a fucking puck? How about someone who might actually make a deflection and turn it into a two-on-one? You know, that would be fucking great to have one of those.
See, well, that's the problem. It's a twofold problem. The problem is our forwards, especially the wingers, well, the forwards, they are not on those point men. They're too deep in their own defensive zone, like you said, in the faceoff dots. And so when that puck comes to the point men, they have free reign either to, you know, go in a little bit or and on the other hand, the Ranger defensemen can't get a shot through because, frankly, the players are right on top of them, and the Rangers don't have any defenseman who can really have any prowess in getting a shot through that, other than McDonough, who seems to do it occasionally. And the defensemen are entirely afraid to take any chances because, you know, again, you're dealing with the wrath of the taskmaster back there. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, when you think about this roster, we have good players up and down this roster. Stepan is a legitimate number one. Broussard's a legitimate number two. We have a legitimate top 10 player in Nash. I mean, we have Zuccarello. I mean, we have some guys. We have a lot of guys who can create, a lot of skill players. It just, we don't utilize it at all, and it's just, it sickens me, because honestly, I think we're just as good, if not better, than the Bruins talent-wise, especially defensively. We have great players on defense, you know, minus, you know, games to Girardi and Delzato really kind of shit the bed. But other than that, I mean, usually 99% of the time, they're very, very solid back there. We have God in net, and we can't even help just a little bit on offense. It's the system. It really is. It's just to the point where I'm sick and tired of fucking dumping and chasing the puck, even on the fucking power play. I'm not even surprised when we ice it on the fucking power play. It's ridiculous.
Well, and it also comes back to what you said. It's coaching and adjustments and, you know, being able to change things up when something isn't working or, you know, matchups. And you know, you saw when Boston took their timeout in the third period that Julian himself, it wasn't my, you know, Mr. Smiley Face Sullivan with his chart. It was Julian putting down a thing. Everybody was attentive. Everybody knew, all right, this is what he wants. And they respond. And they, you know, they win the faceoff. They clear the puck. And, you know, it's just a different vibe. It's just a different vibe, and bottom line is, I've seen enough, you've seen enough, Jim's seen enough, Stan's seen enough, we've all seen enough that we know this is not going to win. And I know people want to say, you know, he was a Jack Adams candidate. Now I think he's going to be a Jack Off candidate this year.
Jack candidate.
You could say they got him to the court, but the bar's got to be raised for the Rangers. They have too many good players, and I'm not saying they're like the upper echelon team, but they should be able to pop more goals than they actually do. I mean, there's something wrong, and you know, I would definitely sacrifice a little bit more of the defense to actually achieve 3 goals in a game once in a while. So,
God forbid we do that, you know.
I think we're all on the same page. I mean, I think there's not too many people are saying they need to fire Tortorella. You know, like people like Tortorella's fire, but I think when he said that Hagelin comment, and you know, that really pissed off a lot of Ranger fans.
He's such a fucking idiot.
You just don't throw young players, any players, under the bus like that. But when you throw a young guy like that, that means you take no accountability for yourself, and you'll just throw anyone under the bus. He can't control it. He's just a lunatic.
He doesn't learn. Like, look what happened when Kreider came up for the playoffs last year. He just let the kid play. The dude scored, what, 5 goals? 6, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe he had 5, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, he doesn't learn. If he would just, if he'd be willing to just, I don't know. He's got to go and take his crony with him, his bench, his power play guy. Goodbye, Sully. And just get the fuck out of my town. Get the fuck out of New York. Go to Hawaii. I don't care where the fuck you go. Just go,
you know what,
far away from MSG as possible.
I was thinking about this last night. I don't think this guy's ever going to be hired again. Why would you hire him? I mean, he's such a miserable prick.
I don't know. I mean, the worst job in the world right now has got to be covering the Rangers, because trying to get any information out of this guy is like trying to break through the fucking Berlin Wall. It's just not happening. You know, if you ask him just a simple question, he just goes off on you. It's ridiculous. Just answer the fucking question, man. It's not that hard. Just answer it. Here you go. How do you think you guys played tonight? Well, we didn't have our best game. Was that so fucking hard? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got to go, and he's got to go fast. I wish Henrik, because he's the only player on the team that could just walk up to Sather and say, "Hey, this guy's got to go, or I'm going," and just get him the fuck out. Because I don't understand how Henrik could possibly want him to stick around. God forbid if he sticks around another year, we might not have Henrik after next year.
I think they're thinking about that. It's just not worth.
You better fucking think about it.
All right, Justin, thanks for your call.
All right, fellas,
all right,
I will catch you later.
All right,
go Rangers.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That wraps it up.
Oh, I have an update from Salt Lake City.
Oh, what is that? I can't.
It's a pretty good one.
Okay.
Now, what do I have? Four hours, 5 hours to my flight? This just in. The guy I am, my friend John, who is now in the car with me, is snoring.
Excellent. So he is. When did you drive down from Vegas?
We didn't drive, we flew.
You flew from Vegas to Salt Lake City?
Right.
Last night or this morning?
This morning, I got up at 4 a.m. And I went to sleep at 10 p.m.
So, rather than spend another night in Salt Lake City, wake up early, refreshed, showered, shaved, get on a plane, fly home in comfort. You're getting on a plane at 11:30 tonight. Going to fly all night into JFK
right.
Or LaGuardia, I'm assuming.
Yeah, hold on one sec. Hold on. Okay, sorry. The Mormon was begging for that. Begging me to take him out on a flight out of here. Smuggle him into my duffel bag. Very short midget. A midget Mormon.
Midget Mormon.
I don't want to offend any midget morons. Morons. Mormons.
Wow. That's it.
But anywho.
All right. Yeah, well, you get home safe.
Yes, I will.
Try and enjoy yourself at game 4 tomorrow, and we will speak soon.
All right. Thank you for this wonderful broadcast, and thank you to the Ranger fans who endured all this. And I got a feeling the Rangers, the misery is not over, and we will win tomorrow night.
And, you know, there's a good chance that we might not see some of the people who are in the chat room tonight if things don't go well tomorrow night and they just wash their hands of hockey until September. So to those of you, we'd like to say thank you. But we'll be here all summer long.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. And we'll be bitching and moaning. And we'll be, you know. When Lindy Ruff and James Patrick get here, whoever
we'll welcome
gets
them
here.
With open arms.
Anybody,
all right.
I'd welcome them. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
and we're off.
And you're